extraordinary panel of people to discuss two things today. Julian Assange, of course, is here, and he'll be speaking very shortly, but I thought I'd say a word about everybody else in the panel first. Besides Julian, who everybody here will know as the publisher of WikiLeaks, Pratap Chatterjee is from the Bureau of Investigative Journalism, also here at City University, and is a former executive editor of CorpWatch in the United States. Jean-Marc Benache is a journalist from AWI, a French and English online media outlet engaged in digital journalism of quite extraordinary times. Similarly, we have also Stefania Morizzi, an investigative journalism espresso of the Italian Weekly, who will be discussing the international and Italian aspects of the release today. Eric King, who's a human rights and technology advisor for Privacy International, will discuss the spy technology and the implications on privacy. Jacob Applebaum, who's a research scientist at the University of Washington, independent computer security expert and anonymity researcher. He too will be discussing aspects of the security concerns in relation to the Arab Spring, be quite pointed. And Stephen Murdoch, an expert on privacy and anonymity from Cambridge University, from the security group, will also be speaking. If we are lucky, I think we may be, we also have the editor-in-chief of The Hindu, which is probably the single most important broadsheet in India, on the line to Skype and will speak to us on the implication in India. There he is. In fact, if he's there, I'm wondering whether
we got everything up.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So if you're satisfied with the communication,
not all day yet.
In which case, I think we'll start. And I'd like to introduce Julian Assange.
Thank you. So some of you who have seen the recent press announcement that there would be a press conference here today may be wondering a bit what is going on. The announcement was deliberately ambiguous. Today we released over 287 files documenting the reality of the international mass surveillance industry. An industry which now sells equipment to dictators and democracies alike in order to intercept entire populations. That statement sounds like it's something from Hollywood. That statement sounds like it could only be science fiction. But the reality is that this industry has grown up over the last 10 years from being a covert, very secretive, small industry comprising of institutions like CSC, SAFE, Northrop Grumman, who supply the National Security Agency and organizations like GCHQ, to a transnational industry with its own industry conferences, over 160 companies involved in over 25 countries. Diana Preece, in her recent book documenting the top secret America, the surveillance system in America and the national security system in America, spoke about how an uncontrolled cancerous growth has spread through her country. Well, it's not just the United States. In fact, it is not just the top secret America. There is an international corporatized mass surveillance industry. You might ask, why is WikiLeaks interested in this other than the obvious? Well, we ourselves have been the subject of intensive intelligence agency scrutiny over the years, especially since last July. We also have an obligation to our sources and to those who we work with to understand the privacy risks that may affect them, who may expose them. We also work with activists in difficult parts of the world, like Syria and Egypt, Tunisia, Libya. We have to understand what are the risks to those activists. So embarking on the development of our new whistleblowing source protection platform, we undertook a research effort to see what really is the state of the art in international surveillance systems. We pulled in these groups here to help us with that effort. And the findings are really quite remarkable. I have been working and studying this industry 10 years ago, and I have kept my eye on it since. But this in-depth investigation that we have performed shows it is not this relatively small, although still measured in the billions of dollars, industry it was 10 years ago. 9/11 has provided a license for European countries, for United States, Australia, Canada, South Africa, and others to develop spying systems that affect all of us. So who here has an iPhone? Who here has a BlackBerry? Who here uses Gmail? Well, you're all screwed. The reality is, intelligence contractors are selling right now to countries across the world mass surveillance systems for all those products. And so, with that, I will hand over to our next speaker, rather than stealing their thunder. And I... who is the next speaker? Pratap, who has done great work at the Bureau of Investigative Journalism on analysing the data and tracking down some of the leads.
Hi, my name is Pratap Chatterjee and I work at the Bureau of Investigative Journalism. We're actually based right here at City University. We've existed for almost 2 years. And we're about a dozen professional journalists that have been working with WikiLeaks and other groups like Privacy International and the Cambridge Security Group to analyze these documents. And what we've uncovered, in addition to the 287 documents that WikiLeaks has uploaded, is a total of probably over 160 companies around the world from about 25 different countries that sell technology that Julian referred to. This is mass surveillance, phone tracking, computer hacking. And actually, at the end of this, I'm going to try and show you two very short screen grabs and a film to explain how this industry works. In particular, on our website, which goes live right now at tbij.com, you'll be able to experiment with a database of about 130 of these companies right now. We'll go up to 160 in the next few days. You'll be able to see the company, where it's from, and what it does. We also have 4 videos on that website which show you how the technology works, how your phone is tapped, how your Gmail can be tapped. In addition to those sort of multimedia offerings, we also have several stories, one in the industry in general. One, in looking at a company called Amesis from France, and we did that actually in collaboration with ONI. ONI uncovered some documents, I think Jean-Marc will speak of that, and Alice Ross of the Bureau has looked into how this French company has been offering the government of Gaddafi in Libya the ability to spy on people in Britain. And now the interesting thing is I met the CEO of this company in France, and I asked him if he would demonstrate this technology to me, and he said he couldn't because it would be illegal in France. Well, that software is also illegal in Britain. So you have to question how it is that this industry is able to operate without checks and balances. We have a story from Lucy Keating at our agency looking at the British companies that sell this software and this hardware. In particular, the companies that sell to Iran, to Syria. Questions have been asked in the House of Lords. There will be a program on Newsnight tonight that we put together which shows these companies' creativity software in Surrey and Sophos in Oxford. Finally, we're going to have a series of other stories that will come out in the next few days showcasing some of these particular companies. I'll see if we can show you a very quick video, which will mostly from the industry, which shows you how this technology works.